Welcome to the Off-Topic Talk Halloween Special, the show where we talk about blood, pain, death, and gore, all the awful things that are inevitable in life.
All right, not really, but welcome to our Halloween Special Edition. Today we're going to talk about things Halloween. This is going to be a short show, folks, just a brief little conversation about things Halloween. And what could be more Halloween-related than our friend the Jack-o'-lantern? The Jack-o'-lantern has an interesting history. There are legends of an Irish farmer named Jack, a lazy but very clever man who somehow managed to trap the devil with a cross, and then refused to free him unless he agreed to never take Jack to hell. The devil agreed to this, and when Jack finally died, the devil wouldn't let him into hell, and apparently he wasn't allowed into heaven either. So Jack carved out one of the turnips that he grew as a farmer, put a candle inside it, and began wandering the earth, looking endlessly for a place to rest. He was known as Jack of the Lantern, or Jack-o'-lantern. The tradition of carving gourds and other vegetables goes back a very long way in Northern European history. The first time it became associated with Halloween wasn't until the mid-1800s, and that happened here in North America. Just as a side note, there is a world record for 30,128 jack-o'-lanterns being lit simultaneously on Boston Common just a short time ago as of this recording, October 21st of 2006. I have an additional show note about how to make cannibalistic pumpkins. Carve out your jack-o'-lantern, get a smaller gourd or pumpkin, and do some terrible things with feeding one to the other. It's an entertaining and somewhat disturbing sight, but that is one of the purposes of Halloween. Keeping the spooky nature of Halloween in mind, I would like people to go and take a look at another podcast. This one is called Come Let Me Whisper. Russell Burt is an author of some of the most twisted macabre horror I have ever heard. He has a podcast where he dispenses his dark and fascinating work at rlburt.blogspot.com. And I have to warn you about Russell's work. His writing is not for the faint of heart. The stories range from occasionally comedic horror to rather racy yet twisted, dark, gruesome, and horrifying fiction. At least I hope it's all fiction. I've been listening to Russell's podcast since around episode 3 or 4, and he's put together some really amazing work. So I'd really like everyone to take a few minutes and go and enjoy, or at least be frightened and disturbed by some really phenomenal fiction. Head on over to Russell's website. You will never look at cats or typewriters the same ever again. We're going to be right back after a short break.
Shh. Come, let me whisper words that no man should speak aloud. Their rightful place a page.
Now playing at PodioBooks.com. Come, Let Me Whisper. Tales of the Macabre by Russell L. Burt. Featuring supernatural horror.
No wonder, the phone continued. I know I'd never buy a house with that kind of history. So many violent deaths, you know.
Psychological dysfunction.
After all, I'm not stupid, just evil.
Science gone awry.
I'm not sure why I'm bothering to write the rest of this, for what I've discovered proves scientific exploration in any field is ultimately pointless.
Monsters.
It came directly through the bare floorboards of the office. It was huge, slimy, awful, and heavy.
Sex.
She had a hand on each of his thighs, and was giving those paid girls on TV a run for their money.
A few sound effects.
Mommy can't save you from me, child.
And an author with a southern accent sharing a little too much.
Where I was given an impromptu award for best use of the word cock. Though it wasn't for this story, and perhaps I'm oversharing that.
Come, Let Me Whisper at PodioBooks.com.
I'm going to move on now. We're going to talk about some interesting things that have happened on October 31st throughout history. In 1952, the United States exploded the first hydrogen bomb at Aniwataka Atoll in the Pacific. If that's not terrifying, I really don't know what is. In 1846, heavy snowfall trapped the Donner Party in the Sierra Nevada mountains, creating a chilling legacy of survival and cannibalism. More recently, in 1992, Pope John Paul II admitted that the Roman Catholic Church had erred in convicting Galileo of heresy a mere 350 years ago. Harry Houdini, world-renowned magician and escape artist, died on Halloween Day in 1926, fearing that spiritualists would exploit his legacy by pretending to contact him after death. Houdini left a secret code with his wife that he would use to contact her from the afterlife. His wife held yearly seances on Halloween for 10 years after his death, but Houdini never appeared. However, the tradition of holding a seance for Houdini continues to this day. This piece has a very dark, heavy sound to it that seems to fit Halloween. So sit back and relax for the next few minutes and enjoy Squalid Rooms by Hybris.
Loving you,
love
unfading, loving me, you die. and you will know the pain. The favor of to fear for me. Nothing is sacred for me with you by my side. So say my soul and cry. To sing my soul and die.
That's all we have today, folks. Real short, real quick, but I did want to get a special out for Halloween. Please leave me some feedback, either written or recorded, at the blog, offtopictalk.blogspot.com. You can email me at offtopictalk@gmail.com. Today's transitional music was provided by Hybris, once again, from magnitune.com. Sound effects were provided by prankcallsunlimited.com. Off Topic Talk is a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Network. That's Blueberry without any E's, BLUBRRY.com. Off Topic Talk is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike license. Thank you all for listening, everyone. Have a happy Halloween, and have a happy Samhain.